Greetings, Radio Land. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, and we are established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. We're happy to be with you today and grateful for this great door of utterance. Our pastor will be coming to you today with a message of truth. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, evangelists, for our elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad for this door of utterance. Glad to be with you. We're going to talk about being like the Father today, being like Jesus. Before we get into that, our Deacon Dale wrote this song, Doers of the Word, a choir, Doers of the Word. Thank God. Let's hear this number.
Which is able to save the soul.
It's the strive to be slow to speak, in my walk swift to hear, to day low and serve God in fear. As a saint, I'm a doer of the word, and it's my step to please Him. Life. I love Him, cause I keep His commandments. It's my strength, it's the faith, and I show that I love God as a doer of the word.
Whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, to him is guilty of all, from what is read according to Scripture. Some may say they have faith and not have works. Well, show me thy faith without thy works, and I'll show you my faith by my words.
As a saint, I'm a doer of the word,
and it's my stand to please Him. And I'm made just like Him, with the right to the tree of life. I love Him, cause I keep His commandments. It's my strength, it's the faith, and I show that I love God
as a doer of the word,
that which I heard from the beginning.
As a doer of the word.
Some
may say they have faith and not thy works.
Well, show me thy faith without thy works.
And I'll show you my faith by my works.
As a saint, I'm a doer of the word. And it's my stand to please him. And I made it like him. With the right to the tree of life.
Like the commandments,
is my strength,
is the faith. Oh, from the beginning,
I show that I love God
as a doer of the word.
Beautiful. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Grateful for this door, this opportunity. It's because of the life of our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, great Bishop Dorothy. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Deacon Debbie, make your announcements.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061, or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. We do want your comments. And if you're enjoying these broadcasts, if you lack any understanding of what we're bringing, email us or call us again. 323-754-8302. We'd like to hear from you and not just a comment from the stations that carry us of what you said, but we'd like to hear from you and we can get back to you directly. So if you're going to leave a comment, leave some type of correspondence, we can get back to you. We are about the soul here. This is not about numbers in membership. It's about souls to be saved. I'm grateful for the leadership that we've had in the past. Moses, Noah, all those that live godly and holy. We're just continuing in the traditions of holiness. Let's go to Matthew's 5:1. We want to be like Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
And we want to be like the Father.
Yes.
And I believe the Lord said, I and my Father are one. Yes. So it's not two up there. And again, for all of you that want to hold to these new traditions, there is no such thing as a Trinity. These three are one. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. It don't say the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It don't say God the Father, God the Son. It don't say that. Because the Son is not a God. The Son is a Son. Because the Son have flesh. God the Father don't have flesh. The Holy Spirit don't have flesh. It dwells in minds. Isn't that beautiful? Matthew's 5:1, evangelist. Mm-hmm.
And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him.
And that's the way it is today. The Lord said, my sheep hear my voice. Yes. Those that truly follow God hear the one that God sent. Yes. They came unto him. What?
And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying.
Now, I know that there's programs come on before us on all of these stations We're not going to sit here and waste our time trying to sell you little angels we made up. With little wings on them. Little trinkets that have scriptures printed out. And you have the Bible, which is a compilation of scripture. If God don't give you a mind to go in there and be comforted through the scriptures of the prophets that you should be taught by the one that God sent, a trinket is not going to help you. Remember, the scripture says the Holy Ghost will bring all things back to your remembrance. So I don't need a little trinket, a little angel, which is an idol, to remind me to think on God. I don't need to go out to my car and see a little emblem saying, I love the Lord, to make me feel like I'm a follower of God. God said, let your light shine. Don't make it. I don't need to be an enticing target for those that don't love followers of Christ to throw a bomb at me, to set a trap for me. God giveth to live a life that if you that are looking for God, you may see the light. If you're not in God or not looking for God, no doubt you'll comprehend the light not. Or either you will just fight the light as they did Jesus. He came into his own and his own received him not because they were not of God. What does the third verse say?
Blessed are the poor in spirit.
Blessed are the poor in spirit. Now, God is not talking about feeding the poor naturally so. We have hundreds are here from outside of the border, from all over the world, trying to get in America. God is not talking about compassion on a naturally poor person. Blessed are the poor in spirit, not naturally so. It's in spirit. Those that have a humble spirit to receive God, those are the blessed ones. Mm-hmm. That's why the Lord said, except you come as a child, you can in no case enter into God's plan, into the kingdom, into God. You can't. You've got to have a mind of humility, a mind to receive. But so many that hear the word are rich in their own thoughts. They're not poor. They're haughty. They think they know God. And when the word of God comes to prick them, they fight God. God is talking about a spirit that should be poor. Not the natural. He said, the poor you have with you always. Read.
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Those that are poor and have humility in spirit, the kingdom is theirs. What?
Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted.
So when you mourn to be right, crying out to God to be right, you're going to be comforted.
All right.
What?
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
In other words, you will have control. You will have the dominion over your life when you're meek and you receive God's word. Yes. Because as the Lord said, to as many as receive him, to them gave he power to have dominion over yourselves and not let the devil rule you or the world or traditions or mother, father, sister, brother. Read.
Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst.
What?
After righteousness.
Righteousness. Hungering to be right.
Yes, Lord.
Not just to be right, but God's righteousness, hunger for it, thirst for it.
Yes.
That's the one that's blessed.
Yes.
That come after God.
Yes.
Let's go to the 48th verse. We're not going to read all of the blessed attitudes, but these are the attributes of our Father.
Mm-hmm.
These are the attributes of Jesus. And we want to be just like him.
Yes.
So we should hunger after righteousness.
Yes.
But how can you, when these jackleg preachers tell you Jesus is our righteousness, which he is, as if you don't have anything you can do to be right, and tell you all of your righteousnesses are as filthy rags. Where? Well, they were before you came to God. Once you come to God and take on righteousness, he that doeth righteousness is righteous even as he. That's what the scripture says. I believe that. But they don't tell you that. What does 48 say?
Be ye therefore perfect.
Be ye therefore perfect. What?
Even.
Even.
As your Father which is in heaven is
now,
perfect.
Now, are they teaching you this in your assembly? Is that what we strive to be like the Father?
Yes.
Oh, they'll tell you, let's be like God. God is love. But do they tell you love is keeping God's commandments? Do they tell you that Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments? Did they tell you, and do they tell you, the Lord said, he that hath my commandments. Now, you don't have them if these jackleg preachers telling you no one could keep them, he did away with them. That's a lie. He said, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me.
Yes.
Read that again, 48.
Mm-hmm. Be ye therefore perfect.
Be ye therefore perfect.
Even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect.
Let's go to Ephesians right quick. We're going to come back. Ephesians 4. Mm-hmm. Because that's what the Great Commission is all about. Teaching us that we should be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Striving to live perfect.
Yes, Lord.
Like the Father.
Yes.
Like the priest, like the people. And the priest should be like the Father. That's why the Lord said, Father, make them one as we are one.
Yes.
4. Ephesians 4.
Mm-hmm.
And 13. What does it say?
Till we all.
Well, 11 again. Read 11.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave.
And he gave some apostles.
Now these are the ones that God gave. Talking about what we're talking about today. Perfection. He gave some what?
And some prophets.
What?
And some evangelists.
What?
And some pastors and teachers.
Now, God gave these. Why?
For the perfecting of
it's the all about. Now, your leader should be teaching you from day one till the day you take your last breath about perfection.
Mm-hmm.
For the perfecting of the saints. What?
For the work of the
now,
ministry.
Now, that's the work of the ministry. Not that Jesus died for your sins. That's not the work. He's not saying tell the world. The world knows that before they come to God.
Yes.
Everybody knows that he died for our sins. It's in the history books. What?
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
So you edify to perfect.
Yes.
Washing of water by the word.
Mm-hmm.
No spot, no wrinkle. That's perfection. Read.
Yeah. Till we all.
Till we all.
Come in the unity of the faith.
Now this is the unity of the faith. What?
And of the knowledge.
What?
Of the Son
so
of God.
So we talk about what Jesus said and did. The knowledge of him. How he walked and talked.
Mm-hmm.
Not how he died.
All right.
And yet we gain from how he died. But it's about what he preached and stood for.
Yes.
Knowledge what?
Unto a perfect
man. It, no. Edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith, of the knowledge of the Son of God. What?
Unto a perfect man.
Unto a perfect man.
Unto the man.
So we gain knowledge, line upon line, precept upon precept.
Mm-hmm.
Knowledge.
Yes.
Unto a perfect man.
Yes.
Unto the measure, what?
Of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now let's go to Deuteronomy 6 and 24.
Mm-hmm.
He that hunger and thirst after righteousness. Now, these preachers will tell you, well, Jesus is our righteousness. That's true. Let's see what else is righteousness, and I will believe that they're one.
Mm-hmm.
Because the righteousness that God is calling for, and Jesus had it, is one. 6 and 24.
And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes.
Now, that's the Father. That's Jesus without the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Commanded us to do all these statutes. What?
To fear the Lord our God.
What?
For our good always.
Well, Solomon said, hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God. And keep his commandments. That's the conclusion.
Yes.
That's what you do when you fear God. You keep his word.
Yes.
You keep his commandments.
Yes.
What?
That he might preserve us alive.
What?
As it is at this day.
That's why the Lord said, he that believeth in me shall never die. You're preserved.
Yes.
Never to die anymore.
Yes.
Read.
And it shall be
now,
our
righteousness.
Now, here
is the definition of righteousness. It shall be our righteousness. What?
If.
Here's the contract. If.
If.
What?
We observe to do all these commandments.
If we observe to do all, not nine. And not for you to inject in your day of rest. Oh, what?
These commandments.
What?
Before the Lord our God as he hath commanded.
There's the Lord again. How many Lords we got here? One Lord, one faith. Let's go to Matthew's again. 6 and 7. Let's go back there. Blessed are he, are they. Blessed are they.
Yes, blessed are they. 6 and 7, did you say?
Matthew's 5 and 6 again. 6 and 7.
Blessed are they.
What?
Which do hunger and thirst.
These are the ones that are blessed. And I believe it says in Revelation, blessed are they that do his commandments.
Yes.
Blessed are they.
That hunger and thirst
what?
After righteousness.
So if you hunger and thirst after keeping God's commandments.
Yes.
You gain righteousness.
Yes.
What?
For they shall be filled.
What?
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
So the merciful will obtain mercy. Exodus 20 and 1. Let's go there.
Yes.
Mercy is nothing but grace. Grace is none other but mercy.
Yes.
It's just called that in this day and time.
Yes.
When you cannot pay your bill, you ask for mercy.
Yes.
You ask for grace.
Yes.
That you might get what is needed and pay it. You may be late. And you may have a valid reason. But you need mercy because you're striving to pay your bills.
Yes.
20 and 1.
And God spake all these words saying.
What?
I am the Lord thy God. Which have brought thee out of the land of
this
Egypt.
This is the one that have come out of sin.
Yes.
Because God brings his people out of Egypt,
yes,
out of sin. What?
Out of the house of bondage.
God brings his people from bondage.
Yes.
What?
Thou shalt have no other gods before
me. Now God is saying, don't have any gods before me. And he began to name the gods.
Yes.
All the way down to thou shalt not covet.
All right.
But what does the sixth verse say?
And showing mercy.
Now God shows mercy. What?
Unto thousands of them.
He didn't say everybody. Because everybody may not be striving lawfully.
Yes.
But thousands that what?
That love me and keep my commandments.
That's where the mercy is. So if you can get mercy without keeping God's commandments, you make the word of none effect.
All right.
Let's go to Matthew's again.
Mm-hmm.
No, let's go to Malachi. Time is moving on. Malachi right. 3 and 1.
Yes.
Because it's all about being right.
Yes.
And everybody is looking for God to bless them. Everybody is looking for God to direct them. Well, God is doing just that.
Yes.
And God is directing through these false leaders.
All right.
By setting up that devil over these false leaders and giving the people what they want. They don't want righteousness.
All right.
But look what God said, 3 and 1.
Behold.
What?
I will send my messenger.
What?
And he shall prepare the way before
Well,
me.
Wait a minute. Even that devil was sent to prepare the way for those that don't love God.
All right.
What?
And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly.
God comes whether you are in God or not.
All right.
God is coming.
Yes.
To give you what you deserve.
Yes.
If you want these jackleg preachers, you got them.
Yes.
What?
Suddenly come to his temple.
What?
Even the messenger of the covenant.
What?
Whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come.
Because some of you just love these preachers, but when the word is showing you that they're not of God, you yet follow them.
Yes.
Read.
Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts.
What?
But who may abide the day of his coming?
Here's what happens many times when God is truly coming. Ones are not able to abide when he comes. Why?
And who shall stand when he appeareth?
What?
For he is like a refiner's fire.
God is like a refiner's fire.
And fuller's soap.
And he's like
fuller's
soap because soap. He comes to clean up and to burn up. yes. things that's not like God. What?
And he shall sit as a refiner.
God sits as a refiner.
And purifier of silver.
God purifies our life.
Yes, yes. he does.
What?
And he shall purify the sons of Levi.
God is purifying his sons today. Those that will obey.
Yes.
What?
And purge them.
Purge
and
them.
Gold
now, wait a minute.
Silver.
Why would God purify if no one can live holy or all pure? Because right. that's what holiness is, pureness.
All right.
There ain't nobody holy but the Lord. That's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
But he sent his anointed to purify.
Yes.
That they may what?
And purge them as gold and silver.
What?
That they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness.
Well, wait a minute. So it must be able to be done because that's what God sent his anointed to do.
Yes.
But Jerusalem killed the prophets.
Yes, they did.
Before he came, and they're doing it today.
Yes.
But what?
Then shall the offering of Judah
what?
And Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord.
Why?
As in the days of old.
So in the days of old, the offering of Judah was pleasant to God.
Yes.
Somebody was offering up right.
Mm-hmm.
But you jackleg preachers tell the people God was never pleased with Israel. Yes, he was.
Yes.
Some wouldn't obey him.
Yes.
God was always pleased with a few.
Yes.
But some disobeyed. With many of them, God was not well pleased.
Mm-hmm.
Read it again. Then shall the offering of Judah.
Of Judah and Jerusalem.
What?
Be pleasant unto the Lord as in the days of old.
Days of
and
old.
And as in former
as
years.
As in former years.
Years.
So God have had pleasure in former years.
Yes.
With
yes.
Job.
Yes.
And many that came out of Egypt.
All right.
That died in the way.
Yes.
Rachel died in the way.
Yes, she did.
God was pleased with her life.
Mm-hmm.
But with many of them, God was not well pleased.
Well pleased.
Let's go back to Matthew 5.
Mm-hmm.
We're going 5 and 17 now.
Yes.
He's mm-hmm. in the mountain preaching.
All right.
5 and 17, what does he say?
And 17.
Thank God.
And think not.
Think not.
That I am come to destroy the law or the prophets.
Listen what the Lord is saying, all you that hear. Think not that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. What?
I am not come to destroy.
What?
But to fulfill.
What?
But verily I say unto you.
What?
Till heaven and earth pass, one jot.
Now listen to what the Lord is saying. We want to be just like him.
Yes.
Not one jot. What?
Or one tittle.
Or one tittle.
Shall in no wise.
No, in no wise. What?
Pass from the law.
It's not going to pass. So how do you take out? Remember the Sabbath day.
All
how
right.
do you take out? And it's the seventh day. How do you take out the seventh day and make it the first?
All right.
Don't be so dumb. Read.
Till all be fulfilled.
Till all be fulfilled.
Yes.
What?
Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments.
What?
And shall teach men so.
What?
He shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven.
Well, you're not going to be called least outside. In the kingdom, you're considered as nothing because the ancient and the honorable is the head. The
yes.
prophet that teaches lies is the tail.
Yes.
You're the least. Yes. Read.
Mm-hmm. But whosoever shall do and teach
listen what
them,
the Lord is saying. This mm-hmm. is what the Lord considers. Whosoever
shall do
shall
and
do.
Teach them
what?
The same shall be called great
what?
In the kingdom of heaven.
What?
For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and
if
Pharisees.
Those that are in God, righteousness, don't exceed the righteousness of these preachers.
All right.
Then what?
Ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven.
1 John 3:7.
All
so
right.
that's what we strive for, perfection. Now, these so-called preachers strive for many masteries, but they don't strive to live holy. They don't strive to sin not.